A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonia, Cretans to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus in Tauras, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too be on guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. At my first offense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 10, from verses 1 to 9. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Don't move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Luke. Luke is among the evangelists. He wrote the third gospel according to Luke. And he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. Luke was born in a pagan family, but he later converted to Christianity. He was a close companion of Saint Paul. We pray through his intercession so that we can also be faithful witnesses of the gospel. In our gospel today, we've heard the Lord Jesus Christ appoint 72, and he sent them to preach. He, however, invites them to pray for laborers, for the harvest is much, but the laborers are few. Brothers and sisters, may we continue to pray for the vocations to the priesthood and also religious men and women for the religious life, so that more laborers can join this work of evangelization. In the office of readings today, St. Gregory the Great says that, "Look at how many priests we have in the world, but still they're not enough." In my diocese back home this year, my bishop ordained 25 priests. But still, priests are not enough in our diocese, but also in our country. So we continue to pray that the Lord may send more laborers into the harvest. There was a kind lady. She once asked me, "What can I pray for you, Father?" And I told her, "Pray for me to be a good priest." And he told me, "It is not enough to be a good priest. I pray for you to be a holy priest." So this takes me to the second aspect. That yes, not everybody can become a priest. Not everybody is to become a religious man or woman. But you can be a mission partner with the laborers. You can work with the priests. You can work with the religious men and women. First, by always praying for your priests, by always praying for the religious. You can always support your priests and support the religious men and women. Luke was not among the 12. He was a physician, but he supported Paul by writing, by putting down what Paul spoke, and by giving us the gospel according to Luke. So each one of you, brother, each one of you, sister, wherever you are and whatever you are, you can also be a mission partner. You can evangelize in the state that the Lord has called you to live. By most of all, being a devout and being a faithful Christian. That by your life, you will also be preaching. As St. Francis of Assisi has told us, preach and preach and preach, and where necessary, use words. So by your profession, by the talents and the gifts that the Lord has given you, you can also preach the gospel. Luke was a writer, he was an artist, and he was a physician, and he did evangelize in that way. You can also evangelize where you are. Thirdly, we've had in the first reading, Paul writing to his son Timothy, and he said, it is Luke only with me. This second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, he wrote while in prison. But we can learn from Luke to be compassionate, to love. Again, in the office of readings this morning, St. Gregory said, if you fail in charity, you cannot preach the gospel. So we can learn from St. Luke to love, to be compassionate. Maybe it's the only way you are to evangelize. Maybe it's the only gospel that people will read by the actions of your life. Luke was compassionate, and he stood with Paul in the difficult moments. You can also do the same wherever you are and for those that you come across. And lastly, we've had Paul. He was disappointed. He felt deserted. He felt betrayed that all others had deserted him. He felt betrayed by Alexander the coppersmith. And maybe in your lives, you have also been betrayed by loved ones, by those you trusted, by those you had hoped will help you or would stand with you. But maybe you have been disappointed, you have been betrayed, or you feel betrayed. Take heart, brother. Take heart, sister. Christ the Lord you and myself follow was also betrayed. He felt deserted also, but he was still faithful. Paul also, though deserted, he was still faithful. In the letters of Paul, he says, we may deny Christ, but he will never deny us, for he is faithful. And if you have felt that you have been betrayed and deserted by all others, always have hope and trust that your Lord Jesus Christ will never betray you, will never desert you. And this is what St. Paul has said at the end of this letter. That, but the Lord stood by me and gave me strength. And I pray for you all, that in all what you go through, and in all that you wish to fulfill, the Lord will always stand by you and give you the strength, most of all, to be faithful.